Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. Crown vetch sounds like a plant fit for a king, but this invasive plant is more of a royal pain in the you-know-what. Unfortunately, landowners who plant this pretty perennial aren't aware of its insidious ways until it's too late. Crown vetch originated in areas of Europe, Africa, and Asia and was primarily used for ground cover and erosion control. It's a perennial herb with creeping stems that can reach 2 to 6 feet in length. Pink, pea-like flowers grow in clusters on long stalks and appear from late spring through the summer. The longevity and attractiveness of these blooms made crown vetch a popular ornamental, but its multi-branched root system and pervasiveness has made it a real problem for Indiana's natural areas. Crown vetch spreads both by underground roots and seeds. It grows quickly and fiercely, steamrolling over any other plants in its way. Homeowners may not mind this characteristic, but when the plant invades natural areas such as native grassland, prairie, and dune, it spells trouble. It also has nitrogen-fixing capabilities that affect native communities that depend on infertile soils. This invasive species can be found in every Hoosier County along roadsides, open fields, and maybe in your own backyard. Many groups, including the Nature Conservancy, recommend not buying, selling, or planting crown vetch.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information about crown vetch and other invasive plants is available at nature.org/Indiana.